This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden in Poland, after his lightning trip to Ukraine, has declared that there are, quote, hard and bitter days ahead in fighting off Russia's invasion. But he pledged on Tuesday the United States and its allies will never waver in their support as the war enters its second year.
The Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail. Democracies of the world will stand guard over freedom today, tomorrow, and forever.
A day after his surprise trip to Kyiv, Biden gave a major speech in Warsaw and met with the presidents of Poland and Moldova. Russian President Vladimir Putin has railed against the West in a speech which is thought that may shed light on how the Kremlin sees its so-called special military operation in Ukraine and set the tone for the year ahead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin started his State of the Nation address by justifying his invasion of his neighbor by accusing Western countries of threatening Russia. Russia's president said a year ago, in order to protect people on our historical lands, to ensure the security of our country, to eliminate the threat that came from the neo-Nazi regime that developed in Ukraine after the 2014 coup, it was decided to conduct a special military operation, and step by step, we will carefully and consistently solve the tasks before us. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations human rights chief on Tuesday voiced concern over a proposed overhaul of Israel's judicial system, saying it would, quote, drastically undermine the ability of the judiciary to uphold human rights and the rule of law. Israel's parliament is pushing ahead with changes promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. This is VOA News. At least six people were killed in the latest earthquake to strike the border region of Turkey and Syria, authorities said on Tuesday, 2 weeks after a massive tremor killed more than 47,000 people and damaged or destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
A familiar sense of terror was felt by those on the Turkey-Syria border as the ground began to shake beneath their feet for the third time in a fortnight. Around half a dozen people were killed in the latest earthquake to strike the area, authorities said on Tuesday. The disaster hit in the southern Turkish province of Hatay. The 6.4 magnitude quake occurred on Monday near Antakya and was felt in Syria, Egypt and Lebanon. Turkey's disaster and emergency management authorities said it was followed by 90 aftershocks.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Mexico's ex-public security chief is convicted in a U.S. drug case, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A U.S. jury has convicted a former Mexican presidential cabinet member, Genaro Garcia Luna, of taking massive bribes to protect drug cartels he was tasked with combating. He is the highest-ranking current or former Mexican official ever to be tried in the United States. Garcia Luna headed Mexico's federal police and then was its top security official from 2006 to 2012. A roster of ex-smugglers and former Mexican officials testified that Garcia Luna took millions of dollars in cartel cash. He faces at least 20 years and as much as life in prison at his sentencing. He has denied the claims, and his legal team says they plan to appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is taking charge of the cleanup in a toxic train derailment in the mid-eastern state of Ohio, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Norfolk Southern train derailment has upended the lives of people in East Palestine, Ohio. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern must take all available measures to clean up contaminated air and water and reimburse the federal government for a new program to provide cleaning services for impacted residents and businesses. If they don't do it, the EPA will step in.
Conduct the work ourselves and then force Norfolk Southern to pay triple in cost according to the powers granted by my agency.
Regan says he knows the order cannot undo the nightmare that families in East Palestine have been living with. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States could bar tens of thousands of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border from claiming asylum under a proposal unveiled on Tuesday that would be the most wide-ranging attempt yet by U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to deter people from crossing the border without authorization.